With Laura Fox
Podcast. Now, have you ever bought a plant or two for the house only to watch them slowly or quickly start to wilt, turn brown and wither away in front of your very eyes? Or maybe you're in the market for your very first houseplant and want to keep them lush and green for as long as possible. Well, Pat Kebble, horticulturalist and owner of plantstore.ie, is here to give us all the tips and tricks that we need to keep our plants alive. Hi, Pat.
Good morning, Blanet.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Now, you've just rocked into the studio and you've brought a forest of beautiful plants with you. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, look, Pat, I have an awful habit of killing plants, so I'm hoping to get lots of tips from you today. But look, let's start at the beginning. So if you're hoping to, you know, pick up some plants for your house, where is a good place to start?
Brilliant. Well, the thing about plants is, I suppose, it's easy to look after them. They want to survive. They want to grow, you know. And if you choose the right plant for the right room, you've started at the right place.
Okay.
So, and there are a number of plants.
Go on.
Because I suppose indoor plants are outdoor plants in another part of the world.
Okay.
And they're all tropical or subtropical.
Yes.
So they come to Ireland and they want to grow and survive, and indoors is the place for them. So if you choose like a room and then you start putting your plants into that room, like a kitchen.
Okay, yeah. So let's start with a kitchen. So what are ideal plants to put in there? Stuff that, I mean, it doesn't, yeah, I mean, you take it away.
Well, I suppose like the kitchen is one of the rooms that you're in most of the time, you know. So the plants that need a bit more care and attention, they're the ones you put into the kitchen. And there are a lot of shelves and countertop spaces, and they're usually bright with a window. So let's say it's a bright window, you start with your cacti and your succulents, because that's hot. Place for them. That's where you think of Mexico, where they're from.
Yeah.
And if you have a hot, bright window, that'll be the place to put your cacti and succulents.
Okay, yeah. Good to know. And what about the bathroom, actually? Because they can be hot and steamy, obviously, with the shower.
Absolutely, and loads of humidity, a little less light, possibly, you know. So ferns, you know, I think you mentioned, you know, ferns were one of your plants that you had difficulty
and
with.
And they're so beautiful. They've got such a gorgeous shade of green. They're almost like a lime green, and I just can't help but kill them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you thinking? So the bathroom is a good place for a fern?
Yeah, because they grow under the canopy of other trees.
Right.
And they don't get a lot of sunlight, get a lot of humidity, a lot of shade, you know. So your bathroom is an ideal place for them.
I have a skylight now in my bathroom, so it is quite a bright room. So what do you do in that kind of a situation?
Well, actually, that's good because you've got a lot of natural light, but no direct sunlight. So the sun passes over that skylight and it's not shining in on top of it all day. It's just a part of the day.
Okay. I have actually a few little cacti in my bathroom as well. Is that a good place for them?
You know, people put them in there, but it's not the best place for them.
Oh no, that's my first mistake. Okay, so where's the best place for a cacti?
But because there's a lot of humidity in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like where they come from, let us say in Mexico, when the sun comes up, it blows away all that humidity. So if you have humidity all day long, it falls to the base of the plant because they go to conserve that water and then they rot at the base of it. So
because I had one and it collapsed.
Yeah.
And it got all gooey and literally fell over.
Yeah.
So
it was there all the time until it just collapsed.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
I overwatered it, I think. I was like, right, I'm going to keep feeding this guy. But obviously you don't need to water them that much.
No, and move it out of the bathroom.
Right. Okay. So are there any basic tools that you should have as well? Like,
I think, you know, eyes, you know, I suppose is the thing, you know, just to look at your plant and say, like, you know, and don't overwater it.
Okay.
You know, I think, you know, step away from the watering can.
Yeah.
And rather than watering it regularly, have a water check regularly.
Okay.
Like go every couple of weeks and go around and check your plants.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of telltale signs. You can look at them, you know, if they're drooping a little, you kind of say, okay, that needs a bit of water.
Yeah.
If there's brown leaves, brown spots on the leaves, it's possible you have too much water in it.
Oh, okay, did not know that. So if there's brown leaves, it means it's getting too much water.
Possibly, yeah.
Possibly.
Or underwater, but usually overwater.
Right, interesting.
Yeah.
I actually have an orchid. And oh my goodness, it was alive for a little while and then one of the flowers fell off and then it kind of, well, how do you keep an orchid alive?
Yeah, do you still have leaves?
I still have it.
And you have leaves on it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It will come back.
Will it?
Yeah.
How?
You just have to, it is a really slow, what they call a phototropism. So it doesn't flower, like it takes a long time to flower and it flowers for a long time and then it takes a long time to rest.
Oh.
So you just got to leave it in that same spot and it will come back.
Okay. All right. Okay. So talk to me a little bit about soil.
soil, brilliant. Like, well, soil, outdoor compost is different to indoor compost. So outdoor compost has soil in it, so a lot of nutrients. Indoor compost is light, you know, it has more perlite and leaca, so it has inputs in it to leave it light. I have a little bag of it here.
Oh yeah, you do. Yeah. It's kind of, yeah, it's sort of like, it's like twiggy almost. And the, yeah, the, what is that little white stuff that's in it?
That's perlite. It's a kind of a, just to add a bit of air to the compost.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so the roots need kind of light soil, indoor plants.
Right, okay. If anyone has any questions that they want to ask, get in touch on 51552. So let me see. We've talked about kind of bright rooms. What about dark rooms in the house? And what kind of plants are most suited to dark places, dark corners, you know, like the sitting room, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you have, and in the sitting room, you have kind of a bit of space behind the chair or couch, and it isn't direct sunlight. So palms are good for that.
Oh.
You know, your Kentia palm. I've brought in a couple of leaves here. Like
oh,
that
these
one,
guys. Yes.
One.
Okay.
And they're kind of a nice soft foliage.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they're good for that space. So they grow under the canopy of larger trees, so they don't need a lot of sunlight.
Mm. You know,
and they have, it's in kind of an ideal place for them in a sitting room.
Perfect. Okay, so talk to me a little bit about some foolproof plants that thrive on neglect.
Right.
You've got a plant here in front of me, the snake plant.
Yes. I do indeed, yeah. Yeah, that kind of thrives on neglect. Although I wouldn't go as far as to say, I think the cacti and the succulents are probably better for that, you know, because there's less water required.
Okay.
And you just put them in the right location
in your
bright window and they'll survive without water.
That's a cactus and a succulent. So bright window, they don't need that much water. You can kind of keep an eye on them. Yeah, I can see that there. Yeah. It's beautiful. I have a few succulents as well. Again, some of them have died. I had one in the bathroom and it's kind of going brown and stuff.
Yeah, I think your fern goes into the bathroom and your cacti and succulents come out of it.
Okay, yeah. I need to do that the second I get home. I've literally done everything the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
Very good. And do you know those other plants? Oh, I don't know the name of it now, but they're like soft branches. They're green and they have those little soft little leaves on them.
Yeah. Are they palm plants? Or
no.
They could be ferns.
It's more like a fern.
Yeah, and there's a range of different ferns here. See those little kinds of lovely soft kind
of foliage
on those
curly leaves. Oh, it's that one. Sorry, that soft one there.
This one.
That's like a furry one. It almost looks furry.
Yeah, the asparagus fern.
Yes,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah,
how
that
do you keep that bad boy alive?
Well, listen.
I've killed quite a few in my time.
Right.
I know, I'm dreadful.
I think you could put this one in your bathroom.
Oh.
And it would be fine. Yeah. So... I can. Usually, it's overwatering or underwatering.
Yeah.
And it's usually the farmers overwatering. People just overwater plants because they don't look so good, and they say, "Oh, it must be lacking a bit of water."
Yeah.
And they put more on it.
Yeah.
Whereas in actual fact, you know, it doesn't need it at all. So I suspect for most houseplants, 90% of them are killed by overwatering.
Okay. So and also, I just need to do the opposite of what I'm already doing. Essentially is what it sounds like. So you've got the snake plant there, which is a gorgeous plant. It's got these gorgeous thick leaves. It's kind of yellow on the outside and it's got a gorgeous green pattern. You definitely have seen these on holidays kind of outside growing in like cliffs and things like that as well. That's a great plant. And then we also have the rubber plant. That's another good one, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Both of those are. So they're subtropical plants.
Hmm.
The rubber plant, that's a great plant for your sitting room, you know.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because it grows tall. You know, and it has those lovely kind of dark green leaves.
Yes.
It doesn't need a lot of water. It likes quite a bit of sunlight, actually, you know. So if you have it, put it closer to the window.
Okay.
You know, rather than the shadier part of your room, you know. And just let it off. And, you know, within a couple of years, if you buy it at a metre, within a couple of years, it'll be 2 metres in height.
And that's the other thing I needed to ask you as well, about changing the pot. So obviously they get bigger, the roots start kind of, it needs more space. So what do you do in that situation? When do you know it's the right time to upsize the pot?
Yeah. And I suppose you'll have your plant for a couple of years at this stage and it's growing and you kind of, it's almost like top heavy. And you look at the pot and it doesn't look in proportion.
Mm.
So you take your plant and you have to repot it. So you get your next size up in your nursery pot.
Yeah.
And then you get your compost. And you pot it up, put a little bit of drainage in the bottom of the pot, put in your plant and pot it up. And you know the great thing about it is you can use that pot then, the next, to kind of move down all of your plants, like hand-me-down clothes a little bit. So
if
you get all your plants
together,
move them all up a little bit, like to the next size.
Exactly, so you don't necessarily have to buy a whole load of new pots, you can just use ones from the other ones. Now tell me, we got a message in saying, indoor olive tree not doing well, any advice?
Yeah. Yeah, so the olive tree is from the Mediterranean, right? And it really likes the cold winters. You know, you can see, you know, in kind of Syria and the Lebanon,
yes.
The winters get cold there. So indoors in Ireland or anywhere, it's just too dry. The air is too dry all year round.
Right.
So just pick it up, put it outside in the summer. It'll come back. The leaves will come back. And if you can and you have to bring it indoors, bring it into a cooler spot indoors.
Maybe like a hallway or something like that.
Hallway would probably be good, you know, for
a drafty space.
A drafty space, which is kind of not what indoor plants like, but the olive will may do well there.
Okay, very good. Kate has been in touch. She says, hi guys, have a snake plant in the bathroom. Is that right?
Not bad. It's not the worst place for a snake plant because they like a bit of water. It's a grass plant as such.
Okay.
Yeah? It is an African grass plant, so it likes a lot of humidity and water. With bright light.
Okay.
Not bad.
So a bathroom or a kitchen maybe?
A bathroom or a kitchen, yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
And a bright bathroom.
We're getting a lot of information here. This is fantastic. Now, you mentioned the rubber plant. I have one. Now, I have a little girl and she's starting to crawl and all that. So I had to kind of get rid of everything that was on the floor. So I actually just put it outside and forgot about it. And now it's flowering. It's got the red thing, you know, that red thing in the middle. So I kind of just left it to do its own thing and it seems to be doing all right.
Right. That was recently?
Yeah.
So it's just, it likes the outdoors.
It obviously
Ireland
does.
In the summertime.
In the summer.
So it has that humidity. And this year has been kind of great for plants because there's loads of humidity and there's kind of certain amount of heat without it being too bright.
Okay.
So it's flowered. It's taken this opportunity to flower.
So I guess maybe the advice is, you know, those kind of thicker, kind of grassier, thick, kind of chunky leaves, those sort of plants, they're more tropical. So if it's warm in the summer, keep them outside.
You've been good with the fig, right? But you'd have to bring it in if the nights start to get cold.
Yeah.
It'll just, the cold will actually, you know, you're lucky for this, for the summer months.
Yeah.
But not anything after September.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, brilliant. And so what are your kind of foolproof plants? So are there any, like, you know, maybe give us five plants that are brilliant for beginners that'll survive in your house that don't need huge amount of care.
Right. Well, the spider plant is always a good plant. You know, that one has that kind of leaves that come down and it throws off the little babies off it.
Yeah.
So that's a good plant, you know, it doesn't like too much water, doesn't like too much sunlight. Great for a shelf.
Okay,
you know? Water once every 2 weeks and leave it alone,
and that's enough.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So we got the spider plant. All right, hit us with another one then.
Another one, the devil's ivy.
Ivy. Oh, okay, yeah. What does that one look like?
It has kind of, do I have a little bit of foliage here for it? I do actually. I think, it's not too. This one.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. So it's a lovely kind of shiny leaf, but it's got beautiful, like it's a two-toned green sort of pattern on it. Gorgeous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's a trailing plant. So
I love those ones.
And it can tolerate kind of drought as well.
Okay.
So, ideal, you know, like, so if you...
There'll be a lot of drought in my house now with plants.
yeah, which is good, you know, because you don't want to overwater them anyway. So if it can tolerate a little bit of some drought. So that's...
All right, so we've got the spider plant, the devil's ivy. What else have we got?
You know that one.
That's a cheese plant.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheese plant. Yeah, okay, cool. They're great.
Yeah, they're great. And that's kind of a tropical ivy plant.
And that's a very popular Instagrammable sort of a plant. You see them everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So where is a good place for that?
That's in your sitting room or somewhere. It's a little shady.
Yeah.
And less sunlight.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah. Give me another one there.
Less water, of course, for that. Again.
Okay.
You know, another one. This is a Calathea. See that?
Oh, these guys now they've broken my heart before.
They're a little more difficult. Definitely, yeah. They need a little bit more care and attention in that they don't like their compost to dry out. So with your water check every 2 weeks, you may have to water this every 2 weeks.
All right.
You know? And then, you know, a really good tool for the house for looking at is the spray. You know, kind of spray, because we have dry, centrally heated homes.
Yeah.
And if you could spray it with water.
Nice.
Absolutely, they'll love it. It's like having a little kind of cool shower for them.
And they're beautiful plants because the leaves move all day long. They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
They're almost like, you almost feel like there's a ghost in the room. You look over and the leaves are just moving. It's mad. It's really cool. And then give us one more then.
One more. So we have those, and then we will go on to, the Kentia palm.
Okay.
Which is kind of, you know, those palm plants.
Yeah.
And they're like those central, they're like almost century palms, you used to call them. Because they look like somebody used to put them beside the door of the Victorians.
Yes.
And it'd be like two people standing either side of it.
Yeah.
So those palms are ideal. Again,
beautiful.
For kind of less shady places, or sorry, less bright places indoors. And again, just spray the leaves because they're oceanic plants. So when there's loads of humidity in the air.
Perfect. Amazing. Yeah. Pat, thank you so much. I've actually learned a huge amount, so I really appreciate it. And thank you all, everybody, for texting in as well. You can check out plantstore.ie. It's owned by Pat Kevel, and he's got loads of beautiful plants there as well. And if you've missed any of those tips, don't forget you can check out our chat on the podcast after the show. Pat, thank you very much indeed. You're very good for joining us.
Pleasure. With Laura Fox. Podcast.